This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. All right, everybody, this is Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 520. I don't even know what I'm going to call this one. Why? Because I've been so obsessed with something else, I lost track of what I was supposed to be doing. So we're kind of going to go over that a little bit. You might find it interesting. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Let's see. Today's episode is going to be brought to us by GoToMeeting. I'm happy to have the great folks from Citrix sponsoring us again. I really do appreciate their business because their business allows me to do my business. All right. What I want to talk about tonight, I've got a few things lined up. I didn't get a chance to do a whole lot. Why? Well, I've got this thing where I've been playing with Google SketchUp lately, due to my, my job. And, sorry here, just kind of messing with my phone. And that's another thing that happened today. I been messing with my phone because, and there you go. I've been putting it in 3D with Google SketchUp. I'm kind of working on something with Paul Muller, and I wanted to get across to him an idea of, and good night, Droid, of what I wanted. And I am not that good of an artist, and I know Paul really is, but I can be very technical, and so I want to convey to him my idea for something, and I got to do it in 3D because that's just the way I see it and the way I want to look at it. And so what I did is start playing with Google SketchUp, and I wanted an Android style phone, for what I was doing. And I went on Google SketchUp's 3D warehouse, checked that out, and, came up with, a model, and I did not like it because they did not do it right. And I don't like that. So I'm going to talk to you about that here in just a minute. All right. Once again, we are sponsored by GoToMeeting from the great folks over at Citrix. And online meetings are a great thing. They're a great tool for business that helps you work smarter, not harder. And that's why I really want to recommend to you, because I use it, GoToMeeting by Citrix. It's the easiest, most reliable online meeting service available. You can join a meeting in seconds. You can put one out there quickly, without technical headaches. It's so easy to set up, so easy to schedule. You get secure meetings with just a click, and you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing are included with that. It's awesome. With GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings right from your desk. And GoToMeeting makes meetings more cost and time effective, which is better for business. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. You will not regret it. Great service. Talking about Google SketchUp and the Droid. I wanted to, like I said, have an Android phone on this sketch that I wanted for Paul. And they didn't do it right. When I got the model, the guys did not accurately portray the Android phone, or the Droid X is what I have. That's what I was thinking, and I wanted to show that. And this model said it was the Droid X. If you look at the Droid X, it has, where the camera is, it's a lot thicker, than it is, on the rest of the phone. So as you go down, this phone's nice and slim, and then all of a sudden it has this bump along the back end, and they didn't show it that way. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this myself. I'm a draftsman by trade, and I'm pretty adept at AutoCAD and so forth, but I didn't want to do it in AutoCAD. I wanted to do it in SketchUp because I can pretty much do it, rather quickly and in 3D. It's just really great, cool, technology there from Google. And I actually did it in about, 2 days, probably take about, I probably put about 16 hours into it. So probably two good full 8 hour days. The only thing I haven't got on it yet is on the back. There's, like a speaker and a microphone, hole and, the battery door. I'm not even going to attempt the battery door because it goes on part of the curved surface and SketchUp. You can do some curved surfaces and things like that, but for what I want to do, if I try doing this, it'll just screw things up. And I don't have the HDMI port or the power port, put on there yet, but I got everything else. I got the camera and the LEDs, and I actually did that pretty good. I was, pretty amazed with what I did there. Kind of did a little bit of opacity in things, so it looks like there's glass, like what you see here. And, so the lens has some depth to it. It's really kind of cool. The camera, button is on mine is like a metallic red, and I was able to make it red in the Google SketchUp. So, yeah, I just, my brain, wanted to do this, and I had to do it. Otherwise I was going to go crazy if I didn't, because this is the best way for me to show this thing. But yeah, that's what I was kind of messing with today. And another thing is, my wife, she has a Palm Pre Plus, which is a great phone, up to the point she dropped it at once and, couple months back, and the battery started dying easily, and she was just having all sorts of, you know, minor problems. She didn't like that they didn't have all the apps that everybody, all her friends have. Of course, everybody, they all have the iPhone. One of them just switched away from the iPhone, but she's on AT&T, so it's a different Android phone, and she wants that usability, and she wanted a better keyboard, because if you've ever seen the Palm Pre Plus, it's kind of like a BlackBerry with even smaller buttons, for the keys. It has a physical keyboard, and I didn't like that. And there were some serious lags in it and things like that. And, there really wasn't the features and the usability for her just wasn't there anymore. So we, you know, one of our three lines was, up for renewal. So she went ahead and used that. And she took care of everything inside the store. I mean, usually she would be like, okay, you know, this is what I want. You go tell the guy what I need. And I didn't do anything. I sat back, I occupied the kids, and she went through, she evaluated all of the three phones. She was looking at the HTC, was it the Thunderbolt, and she was looking at, the Samsung Fascinate and Continuum. They were in the price range she wanted and size and all that. She really wanted to get the Thunderbolt, but we both looked at that and said, okay, way too much money. So it came down to the Continuum or the Fascinate, and she went with the Fascinate, and, kind of glad she did. The Continuum had a pretty cool thing where it had a little ticker down at the bottom of the screen where it would show you things that have happened. And that's pretty cool. You don't have to pop open start up the screen and, to see if something happened. But I was kind of impressed with that, but she went with the Fascinate, which is really a nice machine, 1 gigahertz processor on there. She's having a few issues bringing in her contacts because the Palm Pre didn't have the ability to back anything up and they couldn't pull it off the SIM card or something. I don't know, something to do with Palm. And that's why Palm is going to fail. I'm telling you right now, Palm is going to fail, with their phones unless they make it easier, better, whatever. The user experience just wasn't there for my wife. There wasn't the apps that everybody else has. They didn't try and push apps. They didn't try to give, you know, huge apps marketplace and things like that. They just didn't do it. And not everybody wants to code for that thing. They're coding for, you know, the iPhone, the iPad, Android, now the Zoom, and you know, things like that. They're not going for that Palm OS, the web OS. They had their chance. They didn't attack like they should have, like Apple does. So Palm's going to fail. I hate to say it. You know, Palm was, one of the big players, and now they're going to be nothing. But anyway, so she's got a brand new Android phone. She's loving it. She's confused as heck with putting her contacts in, because now she's got to do it by hand for the most part. Yeah, she, you know, we pulled in some of her stuff from Google and pulled in some of her stuff from Facebook. There are a few complications there. Just trying to, you know, she's trying to relearn. You know, she's all WebOS centric now. She's got to go to Android. So, and you know, Android has different flavors of how things work, and all that's tweaked a little bit different. So she has to put up with that, and then try and explain to me what she wants to do, what it's doing, and I'm trying to figure out how I relate what mine does to her. So I know they're pretty much all the same, but you know, everything's got a little bit of a tweak to it. So a little bit of fun there. All right. Let's see. What have I got for you here? The first one I got is Craziest Gadgets. This is really cool. And it is, the room tidying pickup robot. This is just totally, totally funny. It's a little six-wheel vehicle, and I want to say it's by Rovio, but I don't know that. Where does it say it? No, it's by Hammacher Schlemmer. That's what it is. This is pretty cool. If you have a kid that just, you know, can't pick up their own stuff, or they love robots, and well, this can kind of help out in both of them, both of those things here. This little robot has a dump truck area behind him, and he's got six wheels, and he's got like a torso from like the waist up or the chest up, and two arms and two eyes, big old eyes, and he can go around and he'll put stuff in his cargo bed. He'll actually, his arms will go out, he'll come up and he'll snag it, and he'll lift it up and over his head and put it into his little cargo area in the back, like the trash truck comes, gets the dumpster and throws the dumpster and empties it behind, you know, up in his big cart area and puts it back down. That's what this thing does. And I want to say that he'll go and he'll dump it off, later on, but that thing just looks too cool. It's like $70. And that is so sweet. They got to buy now things. So I'm going to click this. You won't even notice, what's happened. So I'm going over here to Hammacher Schlemmer. And, yeah, that is so cool. You know, it has a remote that drives the robot, you know, right, left, forward, backwards, with skidding sounds. And oh, that's pretty cool. Stops, beeps, when he's going in reverse, and, allow you to nudge it into place for picking up small stuff, like 1 ounce up to, does it even have the upper end of it? Oh, now the thing can also, operate autonomously. Using its 4 infrared eyes to seek out and detect objects within its 8 to 12 inch sight range. So that's not too bad. I like that. Let's see. It uses 6 AA's and 3 AAA's. So, yeah, $70. That's not too bad. I like that. The Room Tidying Pickup Robot. That's sweet. Check that out over at Hammacher Schlemmer. All right, with spring here and summer right around the corner, I know a lot of you are definitely water people. You love to go water skiing, jet skiing, or you know, water crafting, or whatever. Well, if any of you actually are water skiers, or I guess a wakeboarder, and you can't find someone to drive for you, you know, everybody else has got to like go to work or something. How about this? A water skier controlled towboat for the solo show offs. And, this is over at Technobob. If you've never been there, Technobob has really got a really kick butt, line of stuff that they go over, and their blog is really, really good. Always coming up with some really good stuff. I love this place. The boat is about 8 feet long, has a 3-cylinder, 2-stroke, 70 horsepower engine, as well as a jet pump that will pull you along at about 40 miles an hour. Now, on the tow rope itself, and specifically on the handle, it has the controls for left, right, faster, slower, and a couple other things. And it's pretty darn cool. And it does have the, you know, if you fall, the thing will stop. Pretty darn cool. And I would presume that it would start doing circles or something like that, just in case. But it's not cheap. It's $17,000. And oh yeah, of course, Hammacher Schlemmer. Hammacher Schlemmer has some really cool stuff. If ever you want to find something totally cool, go on over to Hammacher Schlemmer. They got some really neat stuff. I love it. But yeah, that is just sweet. If you're, like I said, if you're the kind of person that just loves to go wakeboarding or water skiing, whatever, this is your toy this year, okay? That is awesome. I love that. All right. Now, again, over at Technobob, found something else I thought was really kind of cool. As, you know, the fire department, they're there to rescue people. But, you know, in any home, you're going to have more than just people there. You have animals, dogs, cats, for the most part, maybe some goats, sheep, whatever. But usually those are out more in the rural areas. So, you know, your common dog or cat is what you're going to find at a residence. And in the past, if there have been, you know, any fires or smoke and stuff like that, where you have people or animals overcome with smoke, you know, what do? You give them oxygen. Well, they've never had anything for animals. They've always had it for the human, where, you know, you put it over the mask that goes over your nose and your mouth and all that. It's shaped kind of like a triangle. Well, dogs don't have a snout like that, and cats have an even flatter one. So, what do you do? Well, they created a mask that's suited more for animals, and this allows them to get oxygen and help them, you know, recover from smoke inhalation and things like that. That's really cool that they're starting to put these things on fire trucks. You know, it's a lifesaver because the family pet is part of the family. If you have small kids or, you know, older, older folks, you know, grandmas, grandpas, those might really be the family members that keep, you know, like the older folks, and gives them something to live for. You know, that's their partner. That's their buddy. And if you got a little kid, you know, they love their animals to death, and, they would just be devastated if anything happened. And this is something that's just, you know, a great thing where, you know, the fire department can better, you know, treat those animals. I think that's a really cool thing. So, there's a little article, like I said, over there at Technobob. Really, really cool stuff there. All right. Oh, I found this. This is so cool because, it is spring, time to do some spring cleaning. Maybe you want to, do some, trimming of some hedges or, you know, not hedges, actually, some tree trimming, you know, get rid of a few of those low limbs or any of the sucker limbs and things like that you don't like. And maybe it's a pretty big limb. You don't got to break out a big old chainsaw or anything like that. Over at Works, WORX, they have this really cool device. And it looks killer. It's called the Jaw Saw. It's a gas-free hassle-less operation. It's the Jaw Saw electric trimming or limb trimmer, I guess you want to call it. It does have a chainsaw, really mini chainsaw, but it's got like this big old mouth on it. And in the back, there's a handle. And what you do is you squeeze the handle grip, and the chainsaw comes down and it starts, you know, cutting through these branches. You just put the mouth on top of the branch, and I think you can cut up to like a 4-inch round or thick branch, and it does it in just about no time. It's really, really cool. So yeah, 4-inch maximum cutting capability, has a 6-inch bar chain on it, and it is a 120 volt 60 hertz. So this thing is really cool. It has auto tension that sets the proper tension for you and all that. Automatic chain oiler and oil level indicator. Really cool. And there's actually a 5-foot extension on this, because this thing's about, I'd say about 3 feet long, 2.5, 3 feet long. But if you've got some really, you know, high limbs, you can put on the extension onto that, and you can reach up another 5 feet. So you get about 8 feet up in the air. This is really slick. It's only $120. I mean, that's a really good bargain for something like this. I love it, and I could really use something like that. Plus, it's a cool tool, and it demos things. I mean, you're cutting branches with this. That is so much easier than one of those, you know, pole saws and all that kind of stuff. Besides, it makes noise, right? All right, cool. Have you ever seen, those laser desktop keyboards that, it's like a little tower, spits out a laser keyboard image on a flat surface, and you can go ahead and type on that. Well, someone has come up, it's called, Light Blue Optics, and that's the name of the company. And they have this thing called the Light Touch, and it instantly turns any flat surface into a touch screen. It projects an image down onto the flat surface, and you can go ahead and manipulate it. You can do multi-touch. You can scroll through the windows. Whatever touch screen functions you would get out of, say, any kind of tablet, it does that. That is super slick. There's no pricing because I guess this thing is actually kind of new. They were at CES. They are one of the innovations honorees, and that is so slick. They call it a reference product, and it's available to key customers and partners. So you got to have some money to get this. But I bet it would be great for like demonstrations and things like that at booths and things, you know, any like seminars maybe, or you want to go, you know, to like CES, things like that. Is really awesome. It has a holographic laser projection technology inside, which creates a bright, high quality, those video images that they put on the ground in WVGA resolution onto whatever surface you have. It's integrated infrared sensors, detect motion, and in turn, the projected image is able to manipulate that. And it gives you like a 10.1 virtual touchscreen anywhere on any surface. And that's totally slick. They have a couple other things that I'll probably cover in another podcast. Really cool technology here. I do like that. Probably make a great heads-up display for a car. I can see that. That'd be really, really interesting to see what they can do with that. They have other things that allow you to do. What was it? They had that thing called the light speed. I guess I will talk about it here. The light speed. Oh, yep. There it is. That was the heads up display. Kind of projects right onto the screen, right onto your windshield, where the road is, and it gives you information. I know that's kind of not conceptual. They're working on it. It's not out yet, but, it will be out pretty soon. They got a bunch of stuff on there. That's pretty slick. And one thing they call the light work, which is just a projection device that'll actually go onto curved surfaces and actually make it look perfect on a curved surface. So you can have like a, you know, like a white bowling ball or something like that, and you can project the earth on there and kind of make sure it, you know, it has. Of course, it'll only be on one hemisphere of the ball, but. You can project the earth or something like that. Really slick kind of stuff there. That's really nice. Okay. Oh, yeah. I saw this and I thought, you know, I've been flying for a while here. Finally got that done that I don't have to fly down. Well, I do have to fly down one more time at the end of May, you know, on that business trip. But if you are a frequent flyer of any kind and you have problems with your ears, when you're, you know, taking off and landing and, you know, going up and down, there's a device called Earplanes, and it allows you to go pain-free with travel, on there. It's the Cirith Healthcare products, prides itself in helping travelers and swimmers and other pleasure seekers achieve safe and comfortable, recreation and travel. And the Earplanes are patented soft silicone plug with a ceramic pressure regulator built in, and it has for years been helping giving people, you know, first time and frequent flyers alike, unparalleled protection against ear pain during flight. And what it does is, instead of, you know, that rapid increase of pressure as you ascend, it slows that so your body gets used to it easier. And when you go to descend, it does it at the same thing. It gives you a more even reaction instead of being so quick. So if you have any kind of problems with you know, your ears and all that, you got to check this out. It's available over at Amazon. They're really not that expensive. $3.99. I mean, $4, you can get a pair of these. And that is too cool. I mean, just for ear pain. If, you know, if maybe you have little kids or something like that, and you got to take them with you, or maybe the first time they're going to go with you, you might want to get a set of these. Definitely well worth $4. You know, anything helps. Because my little one, who's really not that little, but anyway, my youngest, had a little bit of trouble when we went back east last year, and these would have been great to have. Would have really been great. And I would have bought like 4 pair, you know, for $4 each. I mean, for less than $20, get 4 pair. That's awesome. All right. Kind of last, but not least here. I love anything green and is smarter technology without going high tech. And we've all had the refillable or non-refillable ink pens, you know, the ballpoint roller pens. Well, somebody came up with a way to get almost twice as much ink into a pen than we've had before. And the way they do it is, it's not one of those big fat filled ink pens. That's like your normal standard Bic pen. The real cheapy ones. They took the ink well, the ink tube, and they spiraled it. So that way they're able to get more ink in the same length of pen. I thought that was really kind of cool. Now, this is over at Yanko Design, so it hasn't hit the market yet. But it's reducing basically what will go into the landfill. Why? Because you have one pen lasting as long as two pens. So by the time the first pen, you know, the one pen runs out, you'd have gone through two pens. So it basically will help you the ability, theoretically, to cut your ink pen waste in half. So, although that's pretty cool, you know, somebody took, some regular technology, just gave it one of those, why didn't I think of that, treatments? You know, how come this guy could think of putting it into, you know, coiling up the ink well or the ink tube, and I didn't? You know, it was a $1 million idea right there, I think. But better than that, you know, being able to make money off this. It helps the environment, and I think that's just the coolest thing ever. So, yeah. All right. Well, hey, you know what? That's going to be it for this podcast. I'm going to let you go. But what I would like to get from you is, what phone are you using? You know, is it an Android phone? Is it an iPhone? Are you even using a smartphone? Do you have one of those flip phones? My son, he's going to be 12 here. We give him a phone, and it's a flip phone, and he loves it. And he doesn't need an iPhone. He doesn't need an Android phone. He wants a flip phone. He likes a flip phone, thinks it's cool, and I'm happy with that. I gave him my iPod Touch last week, so he's even happier about that. I had my buddy put in a brand new battery for my iPod Touch. Cost me less than $20. $20 for the battery, and then another about $10 for the lunch that I gave the guy, Jesse Jones. I want to thank him very much. So my son's got a brand new iPod One, iPod Touch, first gen, I should say. Great battery life now. So he can play all his songs and all that kind of stuff, get on the App Store, get a few apps, mess around, have some fun. So I'm loving that he can play around and do that. So, and I don't have to buy him a smartphone. All right, everybody. You know, that is going to do it for me here at the NorbTech Studios, the lovely NorbTech Studios that I'm still working on. I apologize for last podcast. I had a serious audio problem, which I'm sure you could tell. What happened was my Microsoft LifeCam Cinema somehow hijacked my recording. Somehow it became the default recording device, And when I thought I was talking into my microphone here, I would see things, you know, my meters move. And I really didn't pay too much attention because I didn't think I changed anything. It hijacked them, and I was talking into this microphone way far away, and just screwed everything up. And finally figured out what it was after listening to the audio last week, and I was just like, oh, devastated. But so hopefully this is all cleaned up, sounds better, and we're back to normal. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. You know, whether you're catching us on Boxy, Roku, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, the Zune, Google TV, whatever, any kind of content delivery box, or if you're just getting it right off the website, thank you so much for coming by, picking us up, and taking a listen to us. I really appreciate it. What else did I want to say here before we go? Of course, all the show notes and links are, you know, at the website, www.totallycooltech.com. So you can check that out. If you want to send me something, you want me to talk about it, go ahead and do that. Just send it to tctpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, what kind of phone you're using and why. That would be good. And even if you want to tweet me, just go ahead, check for TCT Podcast, or check me out on Facebook, TCT Podcast. Just look for us there, and you will not be disappointed. And if you really want, you can leave me a voicemail. Just call the listener line, 540-999-TECH. All right, everybody, I appreciate it. And I will see you next time.